Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, Dopamine Warriors. Welcome back to another episode of Dopamine Damage Control, your daily dose of real talk about reclaiming your focus and beating those pesky addictions. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, today's topic is something we all struggle with, that nagging inner critic who just won't shut up. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel of I should be doing better, or that wasn't good enough? That, my friends, is the voice of perfectionism rearing its ugly head. But here's the thing. Perfectionism isn't your friend. It's a sneaky saboteur disguised as ambition, leading to self-criticism, anxiety, and let's be honest, a whole lot of wasted energy. Today, we're going to unpack this beast, equip you with some powerful strategies to tame that inner critic, and help you cultivate a kinder, more compassionate relationship with yourself. Because trust me, true success isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up, putting in the work, and embracing the messy, beautiful journey of growth. So, how can we break free from the shackles of perfectionism and stop letting that inner critic run the show? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start reclaiming your power. 1. Recognize the perfectionism trap. First things first, you gotta know what you're dealing with. Perfectionism often masquerades as a desire for excellence, but it's really driven by fear of failure, judgment, or not being good enough. Think about those times when you avoided a task because you were afraid it wouldn't be perfect. That's perfectionism holding you hostage. 2. Challenge your inner critic. You wouldn't talk to your best friend the way that inner critic talks to you, right? So why are you letting it get away with it? Start calling out those negative thoughts for what they are, distorted and often unhelpful. When that voice says you'll never be good enough, counter it with something like, I'm doing my best, and that's good enough. 3. Celebrate your wins, big and small. This is crucial. When you focus on achievements, no matter how small, you shift your energy from self-criticism to self-appreciation. Did you finish a chapter of that book? High five. Made it through a tough workout? You're a rock star. Celebrate those victories, they are proof that you're capable and making progress. 4. Practice self-compassion. This is where things get really transformative. Imagine treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend who's struggling. Mistakes happen, setbacks occur, it's all part of the human experience. Learn to be kind to yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and remember that you're worthy of love and acceptance even when things aren't perfect. 5. Reframe failure as feedback. Think about failure not as an end but as a stepping stone. Every misstep is an opportunity to learn, grow, and adjust your approach. When you embrace this mindset, you remove the pressure of perfection and open yourself up to continuous learning and improvement. Now let me paint the picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a talented writer who's constantly battling self-doubt. She pours her heart into her work but finds herself crippled by the fear of criticism. Every time she finishes a draft, that inner critic whispers, "It's not good enough, you'll never be published." This cycle leads to procrastination and ultimately hinders her creative journey. But Sarah decides to take action. She starts practicing self-compassion, celebrating small wins like finishing a chapter or getting positive feedback from a trusted friend. She learns to reframe failure as a chance to improve and seeks constructive criticism instead of fearing it. Slowly but surely, Sarah's confidence grows, her writing blossoms, and she discovers the joy of creating without the constant weight of perfectionism. So, remember, dopamine warriors, you are not defined by your mistakes or your perceived imperfections. You are capable of amazing things. Embrace your unique journey, celebrate your progress, and don't let that inner critic steal your shine. Now go out there and create something beautiful, knowing that it's good enough because you're good enough. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words of encouragement. And for more daily doses of real talk about reclaiming your focus, subscribe to Dopamine Damage Control and join us on this journey together. Until next time, stay strong and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.